Climate and conservation groups have sued the U.S. Interior Department after it failed to respond to a Freedom of Information Act filed in December. The groups allege that the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management within the Interior Department withheld 75% of requested documents. The timing of this lawsuit is critical. The Interior Department just announced plans to resume federal oil and gas extraction, all while scientists are warning against long-term effects of climate pollution. The Boulder County Board of Commissioners unanimously approved a contract for its Marshall Fire Debris Cleanup program on Tuesday. The intergovernmental agreement will require reimbursement to Boulder County for costs of private property debris removal that is not covered by the state or FEMA. The agreement involving the Marshall Fire cleanup previously gained approval in Louisville and Superior. On Tuesday, commissioners also approved a $60 million contract with DRC Emergency Services. The approval will allow for the company to complete debris removal work for more than 800 property owners involved in the program. The program is expected to last 4 months after 1 or 2 weeks of preparatory work. The BA2 COVID-19 variant that has been nicknamed Stealth Omicron is now the dominant variant around the world. Multiple communities in Colorado, including Boulder County, have detected the subvariant. KGNU's Zoe Schacht has more.
In recent months, officials have begun lifting mask mandates, calling for a return to normalcy. Now the BA2 subvariant has found itself in Boulder, causing COVID cases to rise again. According to the World Health Organization, the subvariant of Omicron now accounts for 75% of COVID cases around the world. It has been found in Colorado through both wastewater samples and human specimens. BA2 was first detected in Boulder County in early February, but now surpasses Omicron cases. According to the Colorado Department of Health, on March 10th, 16 of 39 total testing sites have detected the variant in their wastewater. The United Kingdom Health Security Agency estimates that the new subvariant is growing 80% faster than the original Omicron variant. However, researchers have found the variant causes less severe illness than the Delta variant and has lower levels of hospitalization, similar to the Omicron variant. Despite the rising cases, Denver officials say they are not as concerned about this subvariant. For KGNU, I'm Zoe Schacht.
Amazon is building a new 600,000-square-foot fulfillment center in Loveland that could employ more than 1,000 people. Since the building project is still in its fledgling stages, it's possible that it could change or even grow larger, according to Kelly Jones, an economic development director for Loveland. A city press release reported Tuesday that Amazon has invested more than $5.5 billion in Colorado and created more than 20,000 jobs since 2010. In the same release, Amazon Senior Manager for Economic Development and Public Policy said the company is excited about being closer to our customers and our ability to work with the city of Loveland to continue our investment in the state of Colorado. Colorado House Majority Leader Danaya Escar is seeking to expand legal protections for same-sex couples looking to adopt their biological children. Escar introduced House Bill 1153, seeking to streamline the adoption process of children born through assisted reproduction, like in vitro fertilization. Same-sex parents are still adopting their own children so as to protect parental protections in all 50 states. Escar has said that it's up to Congress to address proactive parental affirmation. At the end of February, the House passed the bill with bipartisan vote, and it is now headed to the state Senate to start hearings. The Boulder Library Champions are asking community members to send emails to the City Council and County Commissioners ahead of a public hearing scheduled for April 5th. The champions argue that transitioning from a municipal library model to one of a library district will result in more sustainable funding for the Boulder Public Library system. If successful in creating a library district, the Boulder Public Library would be funded by property taxes rather than sales tax, as it is now. Since 2021, a library district advisory board has been meeting to recommend logistical aspects such as district boundaries, services provided, and more. Starting Thursday, March 31st, interested parties can sign up to attend the public hearing. According to Jennifer Wilson, executive director of the Denver chapter of the International Rescue Committee, up to 20,000 Ukrainian Americans are currently living in the state. Especially since the outbreak of the war in Ukraine, it's expected that more refugees will come to Colorado, and local leaders are advocating for them. In a roundtable on Tuesday, U.S. Representative Diana DeGette hosted two Ukrainian families. She has also been calling for refugees to have temporary protected status and to speed up the immigration process. First Gentleman Marlon Reese is scheduled to greet the First Lady Jill Biden on Friday. On Saturday, the First Lady is set to speak at the White House Initiative Latino Economic Summit at the Community College of Denver, and again later at the Latin American Education Foundation Gala. The First Lady and President previously visited Colorado in January after the devastating Marshall Fire, assessing damage and meeting with victims. This week's events will touch on education and the state's mission to increase broadband internet access. Today in Boulder, it will be sunny with a high of 55 degrees and a low of 37 later tonight. At times, winds could occasionally gust to 40 miles per hour. Outside of Boulder Studios, it is currently 23 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Hannah Stewart.